I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola.
Let's get a contestant on line for profile this. We will take caller 9 now at 844-999-ORLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
99.9 KISW and KISW HD1, Seattle, a radio.com station.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman in New York has lost 500 pounds.
Nice.
After doctors removed her cancerous tongue.
What? How could she have a 500-pound tongue?
I don't know.
It seems like you would choke.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just have a 500-pound tongue.
Yeah, I think she would bite her tongue all the time.
Well, that, and it's in your head. I don't know that most people's necks could support 500 pounds.
Is it just hanging out? Your tongue all the time?
like a happy dog?
Unless the tongue was the cancer, but it metastasized somewhere else? I don't know.
Maybe, man. I don't know. I'm just glad I'm not her.
Right. Goodness. A man in Florida broke into a Taco Bell and stole cash and tostada shells.
Okay, well, you can't blame.
All right.
I mean, if you're there, you know,
I would have gone for the Doritos Locos taco shells.
We've had this argument over and over again. If you're going to rob a fast food place, you're going to get something.
I think they're thinking about pulling those.
What's that?
The Doritos tacos.
Why?
The shells.
People love them.
It just is a limited time thing. I don't know.
Well, it was, and then they brought them back full time.
But I thought the general deal was until they were, limited time until supplies run out, right?
No. It's part of their menu.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. It's been around for years.
It says, a new study found the most dangerous countries in the world to travel to in 2020.
And are there any surprises?
It does say no real surprises.
Yeah, I mean.
What do you think?
New Zealand.
Not a bad guess. Thrill.
It said
did
dangerous.
You say New Zealand?
Most dangerous countries in the world
dangerous.
To travel to.
Most dangerous. Not New Zealand.
No, I thought you said the ones people wanted.
I mean, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan.
United States.
There's got to be some in the
U.S.
Eastern European place. Probably, it's got to be some in South America. There always is.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Probably be featured in another segment because I'm not working on it.
Mm. Oh, Venezuela.
101 dachshunds were rescued from an illegal puppy breeding operation in England.
You know, it's 101.
Yeah.
I mean, is it just me?
I almost got that jacket.
Look at my new wiener jacket.
Wait a minute. That's a lot of tiny dogs.
Yes, man.
That's actually a quote from the story.
A lot of tiny
dogs.
Anybody that you do know who got a dog from a breeder, whether they're legitimate or what, they always predicate everything with well, we got it from a breeder, but don't give me a hard time.
I know.
My wife always wanted a husky.
Your Labradoodle was it a rescue?
No.
Shocker.
Right. No, the only dogs that are rescues are the ones that no one wants.
Yeah, they're called mutts.
They're called beagles.
That's right. A cafeteria worker and a student in Georgia got into a fight over chicken wings and ranch dressing.
I'm all ears. This seems reasonable.
You had to do research.
Come on, Mike.
So what happened was...
Okay, thank you.
Is y'all need to go on and look at it because that's all I've got.
You know how much we love chicken wings.
Absolutely. But and I also you know that we'll get off on a tangent if we're talking about food in here. I can't get on that then.
We've been blocked from talking about food.
A man who was legally declared dead by his family in New York has now reunited with him after 33 years.
Wow.
Where was he?
That's a good question. In the ground? I don't know.
Huh. We thought you were dead.
Got a plot beside you.
It's the last 28 years digging out of this.
Well, it's got to be amnesia or something, right? Because if it was just a dad that was gone for 33 years, this wouldn't be a story.
That's what I would say.
But
I forgot about you.
But what made him go back after 33 years? Did the amnesia just go away? Is this all my children?
No, she makes a mean lasagna. All of this.
33 years, I missed her lasagna.
Mm-hmm. I need her to come back. A suspect in Russia was caught on camera jumping out of a second-story window handcuffed to a radiator.
I wonder why he was handcuffed to a radiator.
Because he was a suspect in Russia.
Yeah, but a suspect in Russia is anyone who tells the truth.
Sorry, comrade. You'll stay here.
You spoke honest. We kill you.
An 18-year-old woman from Idaho flew more than 500 miles to Utah, of all places, to lose her virginity.
She flew to Utah to lose her virginity.
Correct.
So she didn't want good sex. She just wanted any sex available.
She wanted a missionary.
Here's the thing. With a man of 24 years and her girlfriend. Sorry, he's 24 years older than her and his girlfriend. So not only is she losing her virginity, but she's getting a taste of both cakes here.
All right, man. I mean, hey, you're going to do it.
What's your favorite kind of cake, Mike? Oh, I'm sorry.
Neapolitan. He wants one black woman, one white woman, and a redhead. Mm-hmm. Period. Mike, and he goes on about this all the time. Yeah, never shuts up about it.
Wild Friday night parties.
Pretty sure that's on the menu at the Bunny Ranch.
It is.
Yeah.
I got a...
That menu's like the cheesecake.
What did you get order? The Neapolitan?
I didn't get the Neapolitan. Was it an ice cream sandwich? I'm trying to think. It was kind of like a Milano sandwich, right? Two blondes and a black woman.
Would you have gone for Chunky Monkey if they had been there? Rocky Road.
How do you know I didn't?
Yeah. Oh,
fish
dear.
Food.
Yes.
By the way, that they now live together as a thruple.
A thruple? Oh, really?
A thruple?
I hate people. So stop saying thruple.
I'm not trying to be stereotypical, but in Utah, that's probably okay, right?
Probably more okay than most places.
As long as they're following religious doctrine. Yeah.
You know. I thought you could just be polyamorous. I don't need a thruple.
A thruple.
Suck on my thruple. I know. Look, it sounded bad.
It sounds bad. It does. You don't need to make it bad.
Where on my body would you find the thruple?
You can't have two drinks in front of you at the same time, but you can't have two wives living with you.
Mm-hmm. It smells like thruple in here.
That's some nasty thruple.
Grab the thruple. A vegan is suing Burger King over its Impossible Whopper.
No, she's suing Burger King because she's stupid.
Since it's cooked on the same grill as the beef Whoppers.
Burger King came out immediately and said, look, guys, this is not a vegan item.
Correct.
It doesn't even qualify to be vegetarian.
Correct.
Because we are cooking this Impossible Burger on the exact same grill that we do all our other burgers.
And
just so you know, there's going to be cross-contamination, and this is not your spot if you want that type of sandwich.
But I think you're being kind to me, because I don't even allow for that much stupidity. I go, it's called Burger King. Are we done?
And they never claimed it was a vegetarian or a vegan burger.
Right away.
They said it was a plant-based
patty.
They said it was meatless.
Right.
At Burger King.
Right.
If you're a vegan and you go to Burger King to find your vegan needs, and I mean, this is no offense, but clearly your parents don't love you and your friends are lying to you, you are stupid.
That being said,
it's Burger King.
I know some vegetarians and vegans that will go and have this Impossible Whopper and they don't have any issue with the cross contamination,
right,
as it were.
Just don't get mad about it. Mm-hmm. It's called Burger King. Mm-hmm. You go to the butcher and get mad they don't have vegan options. I mean, at some point, take responsibility for your own ignorance and don't drag other people into it.
You don't get fast food as a vegan.
Right.
Sorry.
Be stupid
unless
on your own time.
Maybe fries if you're at the right spot.
It's not an excuse to be ignorant.
You also don't have to eat fast food. It's convenience.
Ta-da. Yogurt sales are getting worse and worse in the U.S. They peaked at $9 billion in 2015, and they're expected to be down to $7.4 by 2024.
Oh, no, only $7.4 billion, right, huh?
Well, I think also part of it...
Frozen yogurt or actual yogurt?
Yogurt.
No, but some yogurts, too, it's like, we always thought it was super healthy, but some of them are just sugar-filled. Like, all right, well, it's not that healthy if you
stop
eating.
It's yogurt, but we dump sugar in it.
Right. When it tastes like garbage and messes with your stomach, that's the yogurt you get to eat.
Right. That's the one that's healthy.
Yeah, as you can tell, I love it.
Two women stole two guinea pigs from a pet shop in Kentucky.
And then what?
Then threw one of them at the clerk who tried to stop
them. Oh, come on, man. Yeah, just throw a guinea pig at people.
That's a bold move, stealing guinea pigs.
But that's why you have to steal two, so that you can use one as a decoy.
It didn't work.
Scapegoat. Bam!
It's a skate pig.
Yeah, I know.
What goes on in people's heads?
I don't know.
Nothing.
What state was it?
Kentucky.
That just seems funnier, too, that it happened there. I don't know where it wouldn't be unfunny, but...
I can't think of a state where I wouldn't laugh.
But it's just like, hey, I have a guinea pig. Or I have a Kentucky guinea pig.
That's a sex move.
Got the Kentucky guinea pig. He's on the top rope. He's about to do the Kentucky guinea pig.
And everyone's scared.
I like the Kentucky guinea pig.
Hold your breath. Firefighters in Los Angeles have saved a bride who was stuck in traffic on her way to her wedding and drove her there in their fire engine.
Are you saying that they saved her?
Saved a bride who was stuck in traffic on the way to her wedding. Yeah. Okay. Saved, quote unquote. She was late. I don't know why she's in a car late to her own dadgum wedding.
I do.
She's meeting with the best man. I'm running late too, man.
One for the road.
I'll be there in a little bit. Traffic's awfully bad.
One final hoorah. A 10-year-old girl's Christmas list is going viral. She asked for about $10,000 worth of stuff, ranging from a real bunny to $4,000.
In cash.
Yep.
I didn't realize that. Good for her. I like
surgically implant the $4,000 inside of her real-life bunny. If you want the money that bad, you're going to have to create a horrible memory for yourself. That's what you get for asking too much from Santa.
Put little blood packets in there.
Capitalism's great. The children shouldn't be greedy.
Yeah.
A driver in Michigan hit the remote start on his car and it ended in catastrophe.
What was the catastrophe?
Say about 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Doug. Welcome to the Men's Room.
How you doing, guys?
Hola! Doing well, Doug.
Hey, right, Doug. I had a quick question for Ted.
What up, Doug?
I was down there for your wedding when you married yourself. How's that going, bro?
You know, it's pretty good. I got caught cheating a couple times. It's all right.
Yeah. All right, man.
That is a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah. It's always weird.
Like, hey, man, listen, I'm married.
Still one of the best wedding cakes of all time.
I could not believe how many gifts you got. It was a very surreal experience.
It was pretty awesome.
It was.
All right. You understand how this year game is played.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Here's your story. We go to the fine state of Virginia, where a doctor is accused of performing unnecessary surgical procedures on his patients. He's been ordered held without bail while he awaits trial. Now, the doctor was charged last week with health care fraud after authorities said he performed unneeded procedures on many of his patients, including hysterectomies and tubal ligations, a.k.a. having your tubes tied. Anyway, the judge ordered the doctor held without bail after a prosecutor said 173 women have come forward since his arrest. 173 women come forward since his arrest to describe similar experiences. The judge called the allegations, quote, deeply disturbing. Anyway, the judge said that if the charges are proven, the doctor's actions represent a, quote, gross abuse of patient trust. Just so you know, this guy's a bit of a track record. Back in 82, he lost access to a hospital in Maryland due to what they call poor clinical judgment. He was previously investigated by the Virginia Board of Medicine for performing surgeries without appropriate medical indications and contrary to sound medical judgment. That was according to a little organization called the FBI. There are some that would tell the FBI is a big farce, but they're not. And after pleading guilty to tax evasion in 1996, his medical license was revoked for 2 years. Anyway, do you believe that this doctor is black, white, Asian, or Jewish?
My God. I don't know. What do you think, Ted?
Virginia, Maryland.
Yeah, I mean, that seems...
I mean, my first doctor as a child was Dr. Tan, who was Asian.
He's not brown. He's Dr. Tan.
No. Later in life, I had a white doctor.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't know why. I'm just feeling Asian.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I was kind of feeling that way myself.
Is that what you...
Asian, final answer.
Okay. Final answer, Doug, for sure?
For sure.
Okay, we're going to find out if he is black, white, Asian, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the... of Seattle. 99.9 KISW.
This Thursday,
Live Day goes 80s.
Live on the radio, live stream on radio.com, live video on KISW.com. Thursday, live on stage at Snoqualmie Casino, BJ and Meg's, and the Men's Room star in Live Day. 100% live bands, sound effects, commercials, and more. Get your standing room only tickets at KISW.com. From Seattle's,
it's live!
Station 99.9 KISW.
I was able to use the VA home loan 2 years ago to buy our home with zero money down. I was amazed that there was so much in place to really help the veterans, and the VA serves as that catalyst for all those resources.
Choose VA today. Visit VA.gov.
Oswego Mortgage helps veterans use their earned VA home loan benefit. Even if you used your benefit in the past, you can use it again today. Let our experts help you navigate the guidelines of your VA loan. Go to OswegoMortgage.com. NMLS number 233782.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith, and I'm here with my personal attorney, Kyle, from The Advocates. Let's take a look inside the life of Kyle.
Well, this should be interesting.
Kyle, do you stay up to the wee hours of the night poring over briefs, then passing out on your desk on top of a pile of papers?
Nope, sorry, Ted. I do sometimes work at home on cases, but when I get tired, I go to sleep in my own bed.
You are boring, but at least you take your cases seriously. Give The Advocates a call. The consultation is free. 206-512-3555 or advocateslaw.com.
Give yourself permission to stare at a blank page, to change your plans, to do something different. Because with GEHA's new Elevate and Elevate Plus medical plans for federal employees, you get 24/7 virtual care and innovative health benefits, all so you can live life on your terms. Do your possible at GEHAPossible.com.
Shop for groceries, save on fuel. It's a tasty way to save up to $1 per gallon on a Chevron with Techron or Texaco with Techron purchase. So, how's it work? Just shop at your favorite Safeway or Albertsons, earn gas rewards, and redeem them at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. Plus, you'll get unbeatable mileage and unbeatable cleaning power with Chevron with Techron or Texaco with Techron. Maximum gas rewards at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon and a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See station for details.
The Black Keys are back. Saturday, November 23rd, Tacoma Dome. The Black Keys Let's Rock Tour. With special guest, Modest Mouse. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. The Black Keys return.
Show her that you know her this holiday season with a personal gift from Pandora Jewelry. Choose from a selection of wrapped and ready gift sets or discover a variety of rings, earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and charms, all hand-finished with genuine metals. Shop Pandora Jewelry today. While supplies last, valid only at participating retailers and online. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
This season, give the meaningful gift of Pandora Jewelry. Visit the Pandora store at Bellevue Square and all major malls.
$12 Tuesday means Monday's over. So celebrate with any large Papa Murphy's pizza for just $12. Grab the new Zesty Pep with giant pepperoni, sausage, and the zing of banana peppers for the perfect midweek pick-me-up. And when you get flavors as big as that for just $12, Tuesday might just become your new favorite day of the week. So stop into Papa Murphy's and pick up a large made-from-scratch pizza for $12. Only on Tuesdays at Papa Murphy's.
Do you want to get off drugs or alcohol safely and effectively? If so, call Schick Shadel Hospital. Schick has a detox wing devoted to medically treat your painful withdrawal symptoms safely and keep you comfortable. Call 800-CRAVING now. It's confidential and most insurance covers your detox. Don't try it alone. It can be life-threatening. Call Schickshadel Hospital for safe medical detox. Just call 800-CRAVING. That's 800-CRAVING.
Now is the perfect time to make sure you're set for everything the Pacific Northwest is going to throw at you. What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Save big at Kia Puyallup because the Kia Holiday Sticker Sales Event is on. Get 0% APR for 66 months and $2,000 bonus cash on specially tagged new 2019 Kia Optimas, Sorento, and Stinger. Let me tell you about the new 2019 Kia Sorento. It's the perfect midsize SUV with plenty of room for everyone and everything. These don't last long with $2,000 bonus cash on select models and 0% APR for 66 months. Now you know every new Kia at Kia Puyallup comes with their premier 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty and oil changes and car washes for life at no additional cost. Kia Puyallup, where premier is the standard. At the end of Highway 167 and Valley Avenue Northeast or KiaPuyallup.com.
On approved credit through KMF, 0% for 66 months, $15.15 per thousand borrowed, $2,000 bonus cash on specially tagged vehicles. See dealer for details. $150 dealer doc fee may be added to the final sale price. Offer expires 1/20.
At Verizon, we know that everyone in the family is different, and nobody uses their phone the same way. Mom does all her work on the phone, Dad's all about streaming, and the kids, they're more into gaming. That's why Verizon lets everyone in the family mix and match. And now, with more unlimited plans, everybody gets what they need without paying for the things they don't. New plans start at $35, our lowest price ever. That's $35 per line per month with four lines on Start Unlimited. The network more people rely on gives you more. Verizon. Plus taxes and fees. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. Unlimited 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Only after 25 gigabytes per month on Play More Unlimited, 50 gigabytes per month on Do More Unlimited, and 75 gigabytes per month on Get More Unlimited. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies. But TracFone Wireless gives you control. Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Text the men's room at 77999.
TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give him a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
99.9 KISW.
Profile that takes us to Volzhynia. We have a doctor in Volzhynia accused of doing unneeded procedures to his patients. 173 women have come forward. He has since been arrested. Is he black, white, Asian, or Jewish? We'll let you know coming up next. You are listening to the men's room.
with Miles and Frill.
Oh, we had a Virginia on profile. This doctor in Virginia accused of doing some unneeded procedures to his patients. Turns out he's been charged with this stuff before in other states. 173 women have come forward basically saying that, hey, this guy is a little bit sketchy. He has since been arrested.
Yeah, and you're talking hysterectomies, tying to, like, these are significant surgeries. Anyway, the question was, did you believe this doctor was black, white, Asian, or Jewish? Now, they always ask you, Ted, because frankly, you're a racist, but more than that, you're a racial consultant.
Consultant.
It's the Virginia area, the Maryland area. Mm-hmm. I cannot confirm this. We will assume Northern Virginia by Washington, D.C., because when Maryland and Virginia make sense together, those are the two areas.
Either way, he was wearing a polo golf shirt.
Yeah, either way.
Collared with three buttons.
And Docksiders. But you said, man, when I was a kid, I had Dr. Tan.
Dr. Tan.
I thought was like some orange guy from New Jersey promoting a sunbathing place.
Yeah, you got a cold.
Dr. Tan. But no, in fact, he was Asian. You said, so I'm going to go Asian. And our caller agreed.
We're the big win. Okay.
Reminds me of quarter one.
Yeah.
You should reach out to Dr. Tan and say, look, you might not remember me, but as a result of you being one of my first doctors, I managed to get this right.
The only reason I stopped going to him is he's like, you're 18.
I'm a pediatric doctor.
I can't see you anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, our scale doesn't fit you.
Yeah. Now for all TV news all time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Dr. Tan.
Yeah, sometimes I just...
Yeah, I'm Dr. Tan.
Dr. Tan.
Hey.
Starting a new business with my partner. We're calling it Dr. Black and Tan.
He makes beer.
All right. Today, your choices are going to be David Spade. Jimmy Fallon. Seth Meyers. Conan O'Brien.
Conan.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
All these guys got professional writers except for you.
Correct.
So we have to determine, is this a joke written by a, quote, professional, or is it the Ted Smith original?
I always screw up her name, but Mary Kondo, the cleanup lady?
Yeah, I say Kondo, too, so even if you're wrong, we are tracking.
So Mrs. Kondo launched an online store where you can buy candles, books, and kitchen products. Here's how it works. First, you buy the items from Marie. Then 6 months later, she shows up to your house and makes you throw them out.
Myers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, I saw that Marie Kondo launched an online store today where you can buy candles, books, and kitchen products. Yeah, here's how it works. First, you buy the items from Marie, and then 6 months later, she shows up to your house and makes you throw them out.
Two DMV employees in South Carolina were just arrested for letting people pay them bribes to skip the line. They're facing bribery charges. In other news, don't forget to bribe the TSA. Bribe by pre-check.
Ted Smith.
Conan O'Brien.
Oh, that's a Ted Smith.
Oh, Ted Smith original. Very good.
Like, I'm just like, how is that different than pre-check or clear?
I always make this argument, right? And I get it. So they say, you're under arrest. Something minor, right? Something minor. So you're under arrest, but you got to spend the time in prison. Your bail is set at $5,000. Now, I'm in jail because apparently I'm in danger. That's why you keep people there, in theory. But if you got $5,000, we'll let you out. I mean, it's a bribe, dude. It's the same freaking thing. Come on.
All right. Hit it, Miles. Did you guys see this? A University of Miami professor who's an expert on money laundering was busted yesterday for money laundering. Wait, I thought you said expert.
Myers. Conan O'Brien.
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith again. Oh, you're changing it all up. So confused.
He's slick today, folks. He's slick.
I mean, come on that guy, right?
To be fair, dude is like 72.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
He's because been doing that it forever.
Means he's been doing it since he's 30. Look, if you catch after 42 years, I know what you mean, but based on his age, I'm like, yeah, he's been doing this for a while.
Boy. Okay.
A dad was arrested after his 5-year-old brought cocaine to school. The teacher freaked out and said, did you bring enough for the whole class?
That is David Spade.
O'Brien.
A dad was arrested after his five-year-old brought cocaine to school. The teacher freaked out and said, "Do you have enough for the whole class?"
I think Mike brought this up a little bit, but firefighters in Los Angeles saved a bride who was stuck in traffic on her way to her wedding and drove there in their fire engine. She said, quote, "After that ride, I could finally get married."
Me too.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I was trying to make a dirty joke there, but I got too excited.
Oh, no, it was dirty.
And you can ask Mike. I've been fired up all day about it. I go, it's borderline.
Fired up.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to hose me down. All right, sorry. A newspaper in England issued an apology last week after they published an obituary for a man that was still alive. Plus, the obituary was titled, "Good Riddance."
Seth Meyers. Conan O'Brien.
A newspaper in England issued an apology last week after they published an obituary for a man who is still alive. Plus, the obituary was titled, "Good Riddance."
Seth Meyers was.
On Sunday, the Pope hosted 1,500 homeless people at the Vatican for lunch. To get those numbers up, next Sunday he invited Kanye West.
Ted Smith. Conan O'Brien.
David Spade.
David Spade! Okay, very good. I've gotten one right.
Maybe it's not in there. It's not my... You know what? That was a Ted Smith original.
Ted Smith original. Unbelievable. That's what I guess. Thank you.
That Kanye stuff is wild.
Right.
It is.
It's wild.
Yeah, and Joel Osteen...
Like he's a fraud. I mean, he's already a fraud, man.
But he's on TV in Houston, yes. Right? Like every Sunday?
Oh, I have aunts there that think he is just wonderful.
Joel Osteen?
Trust me. And look, you know, people spend a lot of time being angry. And I'm an angry person by nature. But certainly the one thing I've learned in the last 2.5 years, there are just certain people, you can't communicate. Information means nothing. Facts mean nothing. So I just let them love him. Even though I hate his guts.
Just remind them.
If I met him, I'd punch him in the face.
You gotta remember this.
Just remind them this one thing, Thrill. Remind them that it's easier for an elephant to fit through the eye of a needle.
Shut up, Ted.
Than it is for a rich man to get to the gates.
No, he's covered that.
You gotta remember
that. Yes! See, that's the thing. These scam artists, they cover that stuff and they go, but every once in a while, you are chosen to make money to carry on the blah, 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 blah.
He bought through his listeners' donations and his viewers' donations. He bought the old arena that the Houston Rockets used to play basketball in.
All right.
That is his church. Mm. All right. So there are 20,000 people there any given Sunday watching his sermon. They had a catastrophic hurricane that hit Houston.
Right.
He would not open the doors to that facility, although it was in a metropolitan area, was dry. The areas around it were being flooded, much like the Superdome was used in New Orleans.
Time around, he actually did, only because he caught so much for the first time.
Right. Four days after the fact. 4 days after the fact, when the waters had already started to recede.
Yeah, they pointed out he's a fraud, and that, they're like, oh, yeah, let me do that.
Did you guys watch Saturday Night Live, the latest episode?
No. I don't remember if I did.
All right. Yeah.
You know what? I did. Listen, real quick, my daughter, 9 years old, this was her birthday party, this was the sleepover. You might be able to tell from the way I am, I'm not really built to deal with, say, I don't know, 11, 9-year-old girls sleeping in your basement, but you have to be awake.
It's a unique high-pitched scream, too.
Man, you just don't know. Anyway, so I'm trying to stay awake. I put in on SNL upstairs so I could keep an ear for one on downstairs. I just wanted to get the weekend update. My last memory of SNL is that quick break they take where they show them setting up for weekend update. And then nothing.
Fell asleep?
Yes!
Hey, I did the same thing. But I was at a rager on Friday.
Right.
All right,
this sweet.
Is the difference. At least you had a good reason.
Yeah. I know.
We killed that party on Friday. They couldn't even party on Saturday.
Didn't you say you were out all night?
All right, anyhow. SNL had a pretty funny skit, right? Harry Styles played a guy that hires the social media for Sara Lee Bread. You know Sara Lee. They make frozen cheesecake.
You like their stuff.
You like all their stuff. Side note. I once was in Florida, in Pensacola. There was this ridiculous boat with the biggest engines I'd ever seen on it. And I was like, whose boat is that? And they're like, she's the CEO of Sara Lee.
Oh, okay.
Big deal.
Is her name Sara Lee?
So Sara Lee also obviously a very, you know, they try to be wholesome. Like, hey, we got bread, pound cake.
It's family stuff,
right, this kind of stuff. So the whole skit was that the social media person kept commenting, but he wasn't going back. He was commenting as Sara Lee Bread. But he thought he was commenting as himself. So, like, one was a picture of Nick Jonas, and it just said, wreck me underneath it. So, like, all the things, if you're on social media, I don't know, if you're not, ask your teenage kids. They'll explain to you, especially on Instagram. When famous celebrities post things, people post the thirstiest things. That means they're horny for them.
Sure.
Things that you'll ever read. Like, some of this stuff, I don't even want to repeat on here. But it was pretty funny. But Sara Lee, again, this almost seems ridiculous. They had to come out and say, like, hey, they're pushing the envelope. We had nothing to do with the skit. Like, obviously, of they course. Had nothing to do with the skit.
It's SNL.
No right. one talked about you for 20 years. Finally, someone did.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like,
no, they're fine with it. No. It's not that.
Well,
they're
here's
fine
the deal.
With it.
They
it's
didn't,
that dummies are worried about it.
Right. And they didn't, right? SNL didn't call them and say, hey, we're doing this skit.
Right.
So then people just started posting all these comments in their stuff. And at first, they were hiding them. They were like, what? They just didn't know what was going on. So they're saying now, like, we get it. It's a joke. It's cool.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, they do have a product called Pound Cake, though.
I mean, but that's
not that's Sara what it's Lee. Called. I mean, it's universal. Everybody's pound cake is pound cake.
And if you say it like that, pound cake.
Now that's a woman. Homegrown and down home. Give me some of that pound cake.
They have bunk cake.
They do.
They have angel food cake.
That stuff's great. I talked about this a little bit yesterday just because I liked that Ken or that James. I can never say his name. I call him Jeopardy James.
That's what everyone calls him that for the same reason.
Is talking ass to Ken Jennings on Twitter. There's also Brad Rutter, who had an epic run. Basically, all three of them, and this is real, folks. This is a real thing. Right. All three of them are going to play in a tournament to walk away with $1 million grand prize.
This is on primetime on ABC. So it's not going to be even your regular Jeopardy time. This is a, hey, we're putting this on a primetime. This is the Super Bowl of Jeopardy. Sure. Let's get this thing on.
Yeah. It's January.
Yeah, but right.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, it's January. The holidays are over. Right. Like, and I want to say new TV shows generally start in, like, late January, early February.
It seems to
so
be
it seems
the
like
way.
This would give you a nice little pop.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
For sure.
Man, I don't want to read that story. That's very sad.
Why? What's sad?
What's give us the headline.
I got sad
we'll
music.
See.
I can set it up for you.
I'm not even going to laugh on this one.
Yeah, but should I hit the sad music?
No. This one's terrible.
Okay. Right.
It's not about a death. It's worse. Well, it is about a death. Basically, James Vanderbeek, the real...
Oh, yeah.
Hear about that. He was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars.
He was.
And at the end of it, he had some horrible news about his family.
Yes. Right. One of the worst things that I think anybody wants to go through.
I have good, been there.
And you know
it
what?
It is not where you want to be.
I like him on social media. I think he's very genuine.
James Vanderbeek?
He jokes around a lot.
Yeah.
He's always showing pictures of his kids, his family. He's very much that's his whole deal in life. So.
Well, the thing about Vanderbeek, I always tell people, is like there's a famous DJ named Diplo, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Diplo gets in a lot of trouble for just being kind of a jackass and like this and that. I mean, he's an EDM DJ, so
sure.
It's easy enough. But they had a show called What Would Diplo Do? And Vanderbeek played him, right? And I mean, it was awesome. I thought it showed a good side of both of them.
Right.
I mean, it was Vanderbeek was so good at it, and I've said this before, but like when Diplo would have concerts, he would run out and just do like fist pumps and stuff, and nobody ever knew that they were swapping in and out of the shows.
That's awesome. Yeah. That is awesome.
Right? I mean, I give credit to Diplo for going along with it. But yeah, Vanderbeek, and I think Vanderbeek's been very upfront about like, there was a few years there where maybe he took himself a little
absolutely.
Too
absolutely.
You know? And I mean,
who wouldn't?
Right. Especially, you know, you got to imagine after Dawson's Creek,
your young
Varsity
kid.
Blues.
You're a superstar.
Yes.
And you're young, sure.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, right, of course he was. But now you're right. He's very much, everybody likes him. You want to hang out with him or whatever. Just a terribly sad story. And a lot of people watch Dance with the Stars, so you probably know that one. Let's see. We've heard a lot of talk about the Super Bowl halftime show these days.
So I have absolutely no idea who's playing.
Shakira?
Yeah, I have heard that, okay. Because she's relevant right now.
Who's it? Is it Jennifer Lopez and Shakira?
You know what? You might be right.
I think it
okay,
is.
I have heard this. I just don't. And look, I'm just one of those guys. I say this every year. I get what the Super Bowl is. And yes, it is for everyone. And halftime entertainment, it's a big sell. I get it. Older I get, the more I accept it. I truly do not give a flying. You know, I'm just
well,
I'm a
I will
football
say,
guy.
Sometimes social media does help, right? People talk about cancer culture. cancel culture.
Cancel. Thank you. I'm like, I don't know the cancel culture thing.
The cancel culture.
Cancel culture. Yes.
Excuse me.
So we should cancel the halftime show and just let it be normal 20 minutes and get it back out on the field.
If you watch Monday Night Football this year, the first like 3 or 4 weeks, they had these Genesis halftime shows.
Right.
And they were incredibly awkward. It was either like
it was a country band or something.
Well, like one was a country band on the side of the field, but also like the first week was G-Eazy, and I liked the song, but it was a song from years ago. It just was awkward, right? So social media was all over them, and then they legit said, all right, screw it. We're not going to do that
anymore.
All right, good.
Thank God.
And I think the halftime shows, again, like I like the tradition of like you go to a college game. Like I think it's kind of fun watching a college marching band, right?
Yeah, that's
tradition.
And they're like weaving in and out. I like that stuff. I don't know. Maybe a few years from now, the ridiculous halftime shows at NFL, maybe it just goes by the wayside.
Hopefully it does.
I would hope so.
No one would stop a movie in the middle of the movie and say, like, oh, I'm going to bring out a local band. They're called the Nuts, and they're going to play their next big song for you here.
You know, the NFL, it used to be basically marching bands. You got Grambling, Texas A&M,
for the Super Bowl.
And they do great things. And who was the first? Was it?
They need to figure this out. They are the entertainment.
I mean, the first Super Bowl was at the Coliseum. I would think the SC marching band probably
something
first.
Like that.
No one's saying my favorite band's playing the halftime show. Maybe I'll get into this football
while I'm at it.
Like, we know why you're there. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network. Steve, if you were to get into a car accident, do you know what time of the day has the most accidents?
Well, being that it's me, I'm going to guess between 6 and 10 p.m.
That's on Thursdays. It's between 3 and 6 on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Why do you know this?
I like to read. Point is, if you get injured in one, talk with Ken and Creepy Kyle at the Advocates. They'll handle it all and advocate on your behalf. Well, AdvocatesLaw.com.
Well, look, if you can get past the fact that Kyle sounds, I don't know, like a Muppet character on Helium, he'll work hard for you.
Is it more like Kermit or Miss Piggy?
Oh, God, Miss Piggy for sure.
99.9 KISW,
Seattle. This Thursday,
Live Day goes 80s.
Live on the radio, live stream on radio.com, live video on KISW.com. Thursday, live on stage, Snoqualmie Casino, BJ and Migs, and the Men's Room star in Live Day. 100% live bands, sound effects, commercials, and more. Get your standing room only tickets at KISW.com. From Seattle's
It's Live!
Station 99.9 KISW.
Jack Daniel's Tennessee Apple has the unique character of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey coupled with crisp green apple for a fresh and rewarding taste. It's bold, refreshing, and exceptionally smooth. And it's officially here. Real crisp apples, real Jack Daniel's. Tennessee Apple recipes at jackdaniels.com.
Hurry to the Ram Black Friday sales event with Employee Pricing Plus all month long. Well-qualified returning FCA lessees can lease the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Warlock Quad Cab 4x4 for $199 a month for 27 months with $1,399 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at lease through Ally. Current lease must end by 11/30/20. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Extra charge for miles over 22,500. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/2.
Janitors, psychologists, security guards, nurses, housekeepers, pharmacists, educators, administrators, physicians, patient advocates, quality improvement coordinators. At Kaiser Permanente, the heart of the operation isn't an operation at all. Together, over 200,000 essential medical and non-medical professionals make it possible for all of us to live long and thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of Washington.
Free-range eggs. Makes you think of grassy fields, open space, hens roaming. Well, there goes my BS detector. Turns out, most so-called free-range hens get little more than a dirt-covered pen. When you picture a farm, you're picturing Vital Farms pasture-raised. Vital Farms hens get entire pastures all year long. Vital Farms pasture-raised. Visit vitalfarms.com/coupon and look for us in the black carton at the grocery store.
There are no shortcuts when it comes to work done right. It takes skill and patience, but more than anything, it takes time. That's why our Ariat Rebar jeans are built to last twice as long as regular denim, yet feel broken in and comfortable the first time you wear them. Ariat Rebar jeans, the official denim of work done right. Learn more at ariatwork.com or at a workwear store near you.
Plan on face planning at that 80s-themed roller skating party? Or was going all in for the win at the family football game not a great idea? Now's the time to get covered for how you live. Washington Health Plan Finder is a free and easy way to compare and enroll in health plans, find financial assistance, and access personalized help to make getting covered stress-free. Starting November 1st through December 15th, lock down a health plan for how you live. Visit planforhowyoulive.org today to get started.
Extra Mile presents the exploits of Extra Man.
What's up?
In today's episode, Extra Man discovers a tear in the space-time continuum.
It's okay. Some duct tape will fix that right up.
But now, Extra Man finds himself trapped somewhere in the hunger vortex between breakfast, brunch, lunch, dinner, and dinner.
My hunger knows no bounds.
So how will Extra Man deal with this perpetual state of hunger?
Quick and easy. Run by Extra Mile convenience store at Chevron, grab some jerky, hot dog, taquitos, maybe a salad or fresh fruit, because it's always time for...
Extra Mile. Extras every day at select Chevron locations.
Olus Miles, when it comes to hiring, you have zero time to waste. You need help getting to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
So, you may have heard the local legend that if you flash your brights three times on Main Street, you'll see a ghost dog pushing a shopping cart. While we cannot confirm or deny the existence of the ghost dog on Main, we can tell you GEICO's always ready to help service has earned them a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ghost dog satisfaction rating is in the single digits.
And GEICO is there when you need them, with 24/7 access to licensed agents online or over the phone.
Ghost dog isn't licensed.
Plus, the GEICO Insurance Agency could help you save on home, renters, and condo insurance. And GEICO could help you save on boat, RV, or motorcycle insurance.
Ghost dog can't help anybody with anything. He can hardly handle the paranormal shopping cart he's pushing.
GEICO. You could get legendary savings and more at geico.com.
It's not quite ready for the holidays? Warm up to the season with McCafe donut sticks with chocolate dipping sauce and go from this.
Okay, Janice, I'm gonna need you to take your holiday spirit from a 10 to a 2 before I pop your inflatable snowman.
To this.
Janice, these holiday decorations are a revelation. Oh, want to wear our matching light-up sweaters to the tree lighting ceremony tonight?
Warm up to the holidays with light flaky donut sticks, now with new chocolate dipping sauce and the cinnamon cookie latte only from McCafe. Good is brewing. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples is celebrating Black Friday early with huge savings on laptops, printers, and more.
Like the Lenovo Flex 6 2-in-1 laptop with Intel Core i5 processor for just $499.99.
That's $300 off.
So why wait for Black Friday?
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/7/19 while supplies last.
The Men's Room on the Rock, powered by The Advocates, official sponsor of The Men's Room. The last thing anyone expects is to be injured in a car crash. That's why you want The Advocates on your side. Don't get lowballed and taken advantage of by the insurance companies. Call The Advocates today, 206-512-3555 or advocateslaw.com. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Text the guys at 77999. 99.9 KISW.
Hey, if you just joined us or you missed a show, all the episodes of The Men's Room are available on radio.com. You are listening to The Men's Room.
with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Michigan man hits his remote start in his car and watches as his car drives itself into a lake. Meanwhile, a doorbell camera catches footage of a teen crossing the street and a driver that had no time to brake. Oklahoma team breaks both legs after jumping off roof of airport terminal in OKC. Botched do-it-yourself surgery earns Iranian trip to Australia for treatment where he pees. And a man shot seven times in 2015, only shot once in 2019. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Michigan where a man is regretting a certain feature on his car. While on his way to his car, he utilized the remote start feature. A lot of drivers have and enjoy this feature, but there's one type of car out there that it is rare to see it in. Manual transmissions, which is what this man's car was. He had parked his car in gear, as a lot of manual drivers do, and when he hit the remote start, it sent the car plunging into a nearby pond. He was just glad that nobody was in front of the car at the time. So for those of you that don't know how a manual transmission works, there is no park. There is no drive. It's everything is manual, as it were. So in order to keep that car from rolling, you either put the emergency brake on or you put it actually in gear and shut the car off.
But he did not know that.
No, he did not. As soon as you start turning that engine over, it will chug, chug, chug
on. And you can't start the car with the car in first gear without the clutch depressed.
Correct.
So either way, even if he had it in gear, he couldn't start it. You could only start it in neutral if you have that. And that's an aftermarket thing, too.
Right.
That wasn't like part of the car's original hardware.
Exactly. And even then, if you get an aftermarket on a manual transmission, a remote start, they make you sign a waiver for it. There's not a whole lot of people do it because this kind of crap happens.
Yeah. No, I get it.
In other news, we go to Dayton Beach where the airport was evacuated. Early in the morning, TSA agents scanned a package which caused alarm because they saw what they believed to be a detonator. Afterwards, the airport was completely evacuated so crews could be brought in to investigate. Just shy of 2 hours later, it was determined that it was merely a bottle of lotion. And the day resumed.
Once in a while, just open things.
They do. They say, hey, can I check out? No, they don't say, hey, can I check out the bag? They ask me if it is mine, and then they open the dadgum bag.
Hey, man, look, I get it. They're trying to be thorough, but some things you assume they know. Going through TSA, kids are much, 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 much younger. One of the bags had nothing but, like, I don't know, just Ziploc bags full of Cheerios and milk in the bottles. So they x-ray it, but then they opened it. Right? So now they're physically looking at it.
Right.
And I was remembering, it's this massive dude. He's probably like 6'6", and is this your bag? I'm like, yeah, it is. It's like, sir, what is this? I'm like, dude, it's Cheerios and milk. So he's about to give me more grief. Like, I don't even know how this looks suspicious. Luckily for me, a female TSA agent, who presumably is also a mother, walked by, stopped, looked at it, and just gave him a look.
You are not.
She was like, come on, man. I don't know, it's Cheerios and milk, bro.
Right.
You want to tell you.
Yeah. A group of seniors are banding together to fight against the stigma of the aging body. Have you guys seen this?
The aging body?
Yes. The crew is coming together and have created an entire nude calendar.
No.
Come take a look at this magic over
here. That's going to feed into the stigma.
Wow. Oh, yeah. They can throw with these shots. Take a look at this, Steve. So it's trying to combat the stigma that people cannot...
That's exactly what I think it is. Oh, my God.
They're getting loose.
Ah. Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. I don't know what they're trying to prove.
Nothing.
You're still old and wrinkly. I mean, okay, you look better than others. That's a fact of life of everybody.
It is what it is. I get it, man. I'm not condemning you for it, but yeah, it's what we think it is.
Damn. Down in California, a doorbell camera was the go-to witness. A 13-year-old was leaving the home after visiting with his friend to his parents' waiting car, waiting in the car across the street. The video shows the boy waiting for two cars coming from one direction before bolting across, only to be blindsided by a speeding car in the opposite direction, sending him flying through the air. He was taken to the hospital with serious injuries, but is expected to survive the encounter.
Then you see the video.
Oh, yeah.
Then you hear the video.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a man, oh, man.
It's crazy, man.
And you get how it happened. It's just where the kids stood, and I get it.
Right.
They feel they're taking the defensive approach by standing at the back of a parked car.
Right.
And that's okay in this case when you're looking to your left.
Right.
The problem is the driver coming from the other side, because of the parked car, couldn't see the kid.
Correct.
The driver didn't do anything wrong. They weren't speeding, nothing like that. But essentially, if you're driving, a body pops out from behind a car, and by then it's too late. That's and it was his friend who hit him.
It was his friend that hit him?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Right.
Damn. We go to OKC for a very dramatic story. A teenager on a flight from Houston was met by police officers holding a felony burglary warrant. The teenager made the daring escape, bolting out of a side door onto a jet bridge and eventually making his way onto the terminal roof.
You'll never catch me at an airport.
There's nobody here. Officers continued their pursuit and had the teenager cornered on the roof, which left him with one of two choices. Submit to officers or jump. Which do you think he took?
Because we're hearing about it, he jumped.
He jumped, correct. Oh, yeah. He chose the latter, of course, and when he landed, the man broke both of his legs.
Damn, man. It's a long, long way to jump.
It is, man.
Really didn't want to get arrested.
Have you ever been on the little, I don't want to call it, it's not the terminal, I guess, the tunnel that you have to walk through, the bridge that takes you onto the plane. Have you ever looked through that little crevice that they have between the jetway and the actual plane? Have you ever seen how freaking high up you are?
Yeah.
It's tall just getting on the plane. This guy's on the roof of the actual terminal.
I mean, look at it. There's a reason that before they did the jetway, they had stairs to the plane.
Right.
You can just like run and jump up there.
This plane isn't squatted.
If I'm 16 and there's a felony arrest warrant, I'm honest to God, I'm going to do what this kid did.
Sure.
I'm going to panic. I'm going to run.
You got healthy legs. You can land on them just fine.
And find out you're wrong.
That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins out.
All right, Mike. Thanks. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time when we answer the age-old question. If you share an Eskimo pie with someone, are you then Eskimo brothers?
I know, but you have to wait to hear the answer. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.